Anyone who thinks they want to be better, let him go.
Okay. We are up to Dav Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. So we said here. Mani Rebihi, who is the. Mani, who is the author of the following braisa that says that a b'chor takes double portion in shvach, that happens naturally. But any in shvach that was invested by the Yisraim, you don't get a double, that's an ebi. The time we learned, ein b'chor noitl b'shnayim, a b'chor does not, chacham say, a b'chor does not get double b'shvach, sheshivchun chasim, la'acham b'shaven. Any improvement that happened after the father died, the b'chor is no longer entitled to a double portion. Rebbe Oymer depends. Oymer, and I say, b'choy neitel pishmai shnayim b'shvach sheshav chunu chaslach mizavin. They do get double portion in shvach that happens naturally. Avaloy b'shvach shish bichu yisayim lacha mizavin. But anything that they had to work on, they don't get a double portion. Yoshu shtachoy. What happens if the yashnu shtachoy? People owe money to the father. Now remember, you're not a b'choy does not get double portion in a pledge. Only what is owned by the father is b'choy neitel pishnayim. Rebbe says that a loan is considered as if already the father had it, because there's a shtar, and the shtar means it's so secure as if the father already has it. So the b'choy does get double portion. Unfakert yotza aleyan shtachoy. The father owed money to somebody. If you win, you also have to lose. B'choy noitzit pishnayim. If he's entitled to double portion, he also has to pay the double portion. He pays two parts of that choyv. V'imama, if he says, eini noisin ve'eini noitl. He says, look, you know what? I don't need your favors. I'm forfeiting that double portion, so I don't have to pay the double portion of the loan. For example, the loan is a lot more than whatever he's getting from his father. Then he has a right to it. I'll show he's allowed to it. That double portion is like a matana, so he can say, I don't want it. And what do you gain by this? Because then you can only collect one part from him. The rest can go for the brothers. And the brother overseas, he can't collect anymore because maybe the brothers have a good time there or something. Let's go through now. Why did Rabban hold that the B'chor never is entitled to double? You should give him, it's like a matana, a double. Matana, kai rachmana, the double is like a matana. When I give you matana, I only give matana something that I have. Something I don't have, I don't give you as a matana. Exactly. So ma matana adematli yode. When do I give it to you? The donor gives it to you only if he has it in possession. Av chelik b'choyda adematli yode. So you're not entitled to a portion unless it's ready in your hand. Rebbe Yehme Rebbe says, on makro, it says a posik. Pishnayim double makish chelik b'choyda le chelik poshet. You compare the chelik of b'choyda to the chelik poshet. It says pishnayim double. Whatever you're entitled to in the ordinary portion, you're entitled to the double portion. Ma chelik poshet afagav deloy matel le yode. If things that are owed to your father, you get that whenever it comes in, you're yashna, you're the yodish. Av chelik b'choyda afagav deloy matel le yode. However, it says also b'chol asher yimotzei, so that's talking about only if the kids put time and effort and built it up, then you don't get a double portion. But abon nami yoksi pish nine double. I will meisrei achad mitzvah. Double means if let's say there's three portions, there's two brothers, so one of the brothers who's a pashas can say, I'll take the property middle, you take the extremes. You can't do the extremities. You can't do that because samid is doim. You have to give him both portions next to each other because pish nine. But Rebbe nami yoksi and Rebbe also. And Rebbe learns that from a svara. But Rebbe nami hoksiv losu loy matana ahushim amar any noitel any noisin shoy. Since the matana, nobody can force you to accept a gift. So in the matana ziches, you have a right to say, I don't want a double portion. Like we learn, amar papa papa dikla va'alim. If we let's say yashin a palm tree and it grew naturally and get thicker, or ara land va'asik sirtan, and then the waves brought in nice soil and rocks and everything else improved the quality of the land. Happened by itself. The chuliyamle pligi the shakla. Everyone agrees the chayyeh is entitled to double. Why not? Ki pligi b'chafuda. There was only a fodder over there growing v'havishuba. Then suddenly it turned into stalks of wheat. So it had a name change. Even though it happened by itself, it's no longer the original product. Or shluvavi v'havitamre, a palm tree that had, didn't really have any berries growing. Now suddenly you have these dates. This is natural, you get double. That's a Rebbe. But the name change, a new thing. There's no halacha, do what you want. What do you mean? Why can't we paskin? We have a suffix. The halacha like Rebbe from his friend, v'loy mechavei rov, but not when he argued the rabban. Or halacha ke Rebbe mechavei roi, v'afilu mechavei rov. Even if he argues all of his friends, so we're not sure what halacha is like. Tesh already asked. We paskin everywhere else. Halacha like Rebbe mechavei roi, and not mechavei rov. So the answer is maybe we're talking about just this particular inyan. Amr Nachman, but also lasik the Rebbe, you're not allowed to follow Rebbe because he holds halacha clearly like the Chachamim. Because over halacha Rebbe mechavei roi, v'loy mechavei rov. If you pass like Rebbe, you are tilting, you're corrupting the justice system because the b'chayit should not get double in any improvements, even if it's natural. But Rav Nachman, did they say, "I'm mutter lasik the Rebbe"? You could, because Kosovo holds halacha Rebbe mechavei rov. Even from his friends. Amar Rav says, "Also lasik the Rebbe." You shouldn't really follow like Rebbe, but if he did it, all right. B'di'evid. So it's a strange lashon. The Bach wants to change it. Also sounds like it's forbidden. You know, it's forbidden. And then you say, but the evidence is all right. Kasavar matinitmo. Now, matin means we feel we're more inclined to follow Chachamim, but we're not ruling it outright. Yeah. It says in other Sifri. You know, we have all the Sifri. Sifri, Sifra, Michilta, which is Sifri is on Bayikra, Sifra is on Bamidbar, and Michilta is on Shmois. And each one's written by different Tanoim. It's nothing to do with Rav. The Sifri de Rav there, you have different psakim. In one place it says, Tanoim Nachman, B'shah Sifri de Rav, B'chol Asher Yemotzaloi, it said by Yerusha, everything that is found to him, Prat L'Shvach, any improvement. He's Bichu Yorshin, only if the Yorshin improved Lachmizavien, no good. Avo Shvach, she's Shofchon, the Choshin Lachmizavien, but anything happened by itself, Shokol. The B'chol is entitled to double. In other words, like Rebbe. Umani Rebbe. Tony Rabbi Chum, I learned Bishar Sifra. There's another place it says the Sifra. I have another one that says in Bayikra and Sifra, or in Bamidu Sifra. Bechol Ashi Yimotz Loi Prat L'Shvach Sheshivchu Nechosin Lach Mizavien Bechol Shkei Shvach Shish Bichol Yosh Lach Mizavien Deloi Shokol. This Sifra Rabbi holds makes no difference how it improved by itself, the kids. You don't get a double portion. Why? Because Umani Rabban, the author of that particular Braisa, is Rabban. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said name of Shmuel, Ein Bechoy Noito Pishnayim B'milva. Rav Yehuda said name of Shmuel, a Bechoy is not entitled to double portion by a loan. Why? Because a loan is like a row, not Murzik, not here yet. Leman. Who are we saying this according to? Remember, we have Rabbana Rebbe, Rabbana hold that you don't get a double portion in any improvements, and according to Rebbe, anything natural, you do get a double portion. Elaim Rabbana, you tell me according to Rabbana, that you're not entitled to double portion of an outstanding loan, Madach, when the tree is here. Malach on the ground is here, the Rabbana say, any improvements, because the improvement is not here before yet, even though the thing itself was here already, just a question of time. Yet the Rabbana say, not entitled to double portion, the money that is not even here yet. You have to tell me that Rabban holds the B'chay is untitled double portion? Of course it's not untitled. Which is in a shus. Amri, we say. Rabbanon. Loi shokil. Milva meboi. Now, you have to tell me by loan you don't take. Elo, Rebbe goes to the Rebbe. Elo, you tell me it goes from the Rebbe. Rebbe holds that shvach. You do get double the mele, but a loan is worse, is further removed than a shvach. And the shvach, at least the item is here. It's just a question of time to improve by itself. So Rebbe holds you entitled to double because it's here. But a loan, the guy owes it. Because money didn't pay it to your father. It's not here. A mashkin, everyone's money is different because a mashkin, it is here already. When you're paying me, you're not paying me. You're taking, you're buying your mashkin. Exactly. Elo, hold it, Tanya. This is how we learned. It that we learned Yoshu Shtachoy. Okay, we look at another Braise. Yoshu Shtachoy. Yashin Shtachoy. B'choy doesn't it take Pishnaim. You're telling me now that even according to Rebbe, a B'choy does not get double portion in the Milah. So who's the author of the following Braise? That if you Yashin, if somebody owes a Choy to your father through a Shtar, then you not only get double, Bain Ben Milah, Bain Ben Ibis. You even type double the Ibis. And Rashbam says, talking about a Goy, a loan from a Goy. Not only the loan that the money that you actually gave him and you get it back, I'm entitled to double, but even Ribbis, which is not here at all, I'm entitled to double. Who's that? If Rebbe holds that you're not entitled to double portion by a loan, who holds that even a loan and Ribbis? Who's that? What you said before, says, well, you're right. I take back what I said. Rebbe holds with faith that you do get a double entitled portion of the loan and maybe the Ribbis as well. Aye, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, what about the Braisa that says that you're not entitled to a loan? If it's the Rabbanon, what's the Chiddush? There is a Chiddush involved. The Itzich, we need to tell you that by a loan you don't get a double portion. Salka, that's what I would have thought. Milve, when it comes to a loan, Kiv on the Noket Shtore, I'm holding on to a contract. A contract is called a Melibus, you govern them. A contract is so strong, it's as if, you know, I just walk into to any court, they'll tell you to pay me. It's like a check. So therefore, it's as if you already paid me. It's, maybe it's not even considered a row. Maybe it's not even like Shvachta, maybe it's not here right now. Maybe it's like, it's here already. Commander Gavi Dami, as if he collected already. Kamash Lon, that no. So now it's like, you know, according to Birma Shmuel, the Rabbanon hold, you don't collect alone. But Rebbe hold, you do collect double portion alone and the Ribis. Shochem etam, it's sent from Israel. B'choy noit, it says there, they made a third halacha. A b'choy noit l'pishnayim, with a loan, yes, you get double portion, but that's here. Avaloi b'ribis, the ribis is not here, you don't get double portion. Who is that? Leman. Who's that saying? Ilem l'rabbon, according to the Rabbonon, we just said the Rabbon hold by a loan, you're not entitled to double. And Nochmer, and not only that, hash to shvach, and he said, b'shus erabon l'shokil, madach shvach. Okay, forget the Mishmol, but Madach, a Shvach, which is not here, you don't get double, even though the item itself is here. Milvim, the boy, must be according to Rebbe. But Rebbe, we just said a minute ago, the Braisa says that you do collect from Ribbis, and here you tell me they don't. Ule Rebbe, Beribbis, law, you tell me according to Rebbe, you don't get Ribbis, what time we learn, Rebbe, Oimer, Rebbe clearly says, Bechor, Neutil, Pishna, I mean, entire double portion, Bein, Bemuva, Bein, Beribbis. So who's the author of this Tam that says that you collect the double portion from the Milvim, but not from the Ribbis? He's not yet. Le'elim Rabboni, Bein, Rabbon. You, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, said according to Rabbanan, you don't collect double portion from milvah because it's not here. We hold you do collect double portion from milvah. You know why? Because you have a shtar. But what is a shtar? As if it's here, but it's only for the loan, not for the ribis, because the ribis it was not here. Or milvah command the gavi dummy. Milvah as if you collected it. So you have three opinions. We have the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol said according to Rabbanan, you're not entitled to anything but the loan. According to the Shulchan Metam, you're entitled to the loan itself, but not to the ribis. And according to Rebbe, you are entitled not only to the loan but to the ribis as well. Something more right. The Braisa. Omle Rav Acha bar Rav Ravina. Rav Acha bar Rav said to Ravina, "Ikla Amem Laasrein. Amem was going to visit us. V'dorish and he dashed b'choy neitul pishnayim b'milva. He clearly said b'choy get double portion milva. Avaloi b'ribis, but not by interest, which is like the Shulchan Metam according to the Rabban." Amalei, so Ravina said to him, Nehedoi, Ameima, who's Nehedoi, Litamayu, he's following the Nehedoi people. Nehedoi means Nachman. Nachman was the Abbez Nehedoi, he follows Nachman. But Amar Rabba said, Govu Karka, if you collect Karka for the loan that's outstanding to this guy's father, Yeshloi, it's as if the father already got paid back, because Shibu, you know, it was Meshubit to the father, therefore you get the whole portion. Abu Gobu Mois, if you collected money for the loan that's outstanding to your father, ain't the money wasn't here before, so it's only row and row. You don't get double portion. However, a Nachman who's from the doy, he says, "Punkfaket, gabu mois yeshle." You lent him money; he's just giving you back the money you lent. So therefore, it's as if the money always was the father. So you get double portion. But gabu karka engloy, but karki don't get the karkas. He could have paid you with money. So that whenever he gave you karka, as if he gave you that moment. So it's only a row. You don't get double portion. But what is he claiming here? Nachman holds that by money it's considered muzik. So that's what I'm saying here. That money you get double portion, but not for the ribis. We'll stop here.